You remember that watermelon story that we talked about yesterday? Well, here's some more on it. Jason, the boy that stole Mr. Smith's watermelon and buried the remains out back of the garage, and it grew up and his sin found him out. He said, "Mother, I'm sorry, I really am." After confessing that he'd stolen the watermelon, "I know it was wrong." "I'm glad you're sorry," said Mother, "but right now we must go see Mr. Smith and make an apology." "Tell Mr. Smith?" "Oh, Mother, let's not do that," protested Jason. "Why can't I just be punished and then forget all about it? I bet Mr. Smith hardly remembers that now anyway." "Even so, Jason, you did steal it from him, and you'll have to repay the debt," Mother replied. "Well, can't we just buy another watermelon and leave it after dark at the store?" said Jason, hopefully. "No, Mother." "No," Mother said. "You see, you not only owe Mr. Smith a watermelon, but you owe an apology, too." Jason frowned. "But if I ask God to forgive me, isn't that enough?" "It is when you sin against God only," explained Mother, "but when you lie in and steal and hurt other people, then you owe them an apology too. You must show that you're really sorry and not just sorry that you got caught." 10 minutes later, Jason and his mother arrived at Mr. Smith's store, where Jason confessed to Mr. Smith the crime that he'd committed. Jason promised to work off the debt by helping with some yard work, and Mr. Smith agreed to forgive him of it all. "Well, son, don't you feel better now that you've done the right thing?" said Mother as they headed home. "Yes," replied Jason, "but I sure hope I never have to do that again. I know I'm never going to steal another thing." How about you, boys and girls? Have you stolen things or lied? Or done other things that hurt people? It's good to confess that sin to God, because all sin is against God. But if you're truly sorry for your sins and you want to make it right with the other person as well, ask God's forgiveness and ask the other person's forgiveness as well. It'll help you never to do it again. Zacchaeus, the little man in the Bible, said, "If I have taken anything from any man, I will restore him fourfold," or four times as much. Don't forget the story of Jason and the watermelon. Your sin will find you out, and when it finds you out, it's best to confess it, uncover it, confess it to God and those that you've sinned against, and be forgiven of it. You can be forgiven through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.